I'm more into guys like Holohan and Organic, and Pat Stay, and
haven't heard of any of them.
Yeah, I'll have to send you some videos, man. They're pretty intense.
Send me some of this Canadian rap battles.
Yeah, I'll send you a list of it.
You came back at the right time.
Welcome to episode 29 of One More Podcastle, where Ghostbusters 3 is currently filming. My name is Eric Bailey, I like going off the high dive, and I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter, I am the audio engineer, and I am three sheets to the wind.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian editor, and I'll be playing the role of Dr. Peter Venkman.
Nice. Excellent. He was always my favorite.
Yeah.
God love Peter.
I like all of them. I think they all bring their own little flavor to the movie.
This is true. Even Lewis.
It's funny because like when you're talking to, at least with me anyway, when I talk to friends about Ghostbusters, I'm like, yeah, you know, there's Dan Aykroyd, like Harold Ramis, like you name everybody except for Lewis.
Yep.
And they're like, what's the black guy's name? I can never remember the black guy's name.
Rick Moranis? No, that's not him. No.
No, he's in it too, though. Sigourney Weaver? No.
The worst part, you're saying Lewis, and I was picturing Rick Moranis.
Oh, nice.
I was like, yeah.
Well, Rick Moranis is Lewis.
Oh, then who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Winston.
Winston, yeah. What's Winston's name?
Winston Zeddemore, played by Arsenio Hall, right?
No. You're joking, right?
I'm just screwing with your mind, man. But the black guy really is Winston.
Yeah, it is. It's Winston. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, that's his real first name?
Yeah, Winston Zeddemore.
That's why we can never remember it.
You have issues, Hunter. You cannot be a true Ghostbusters fan.
I got lots of things.
Well, you guys want to get some official business out of the way?
Sure.
Is it, how official is it?
Pretty official. It's something we're going to mention from now on. Granted, not as big of a deal-ish, but it's going to happen.
Well, let's get right down to it. Well, Jason, you're fired.
God.
Come on, Jason, go.
Just clock out at the end of your shift and go home.
Yeah, all right.
Couldn't put up with the tax talk anymore.
Lawnmowers.
Nobody likes taxes, Jason, okay?
Just because I want to mod taxes and lawnmowers into every game.
We also don't enjoy people who own accordions and can't play them.
I'm sorry.
So true. I'm laughing so hard I'm coughing. That's good.
Oh, God. We've killed him.
Well, item number two, much less important, I suppose. This is our first episode as a part of the Retroids Podcast Network.
RPN.
Woohoo! So, just so our listeners know, that doesn't mean any drastic differences for the podcast. We're still going to be the same three guys talking about old video games, uploading to the website on Monday mornings. But we get to affiliate with Retroids.com. That gives you access to some neat stuff, like a chat room, discussion forums. They got this crazy cool live stream arcade high score console gaming scoreboard if you want to participate in that. If you want to send us private messages, we'll have discussion threads there for more in-depth stuff. Although we still want you to comment on the One More Castle site too, of course. But check out Retroids.com, sign up, talk to us there. I'll be poking my head there frequently. So yeah, Retroids.
What's your username?
I'm Nintendo Legend.
How about you, Eric?
I think I'm Eric Hunter.
Cool.
I could be wrong, though.
I know what Jason is, but I won't spoil it.
Yeah. I'm Richard Nixon.
I saw that on the post, and I was like, something's wrong. That can't be right. Okay, yeah. Well, if that's it, then yeah, I'm Eric M. Hunter. That's what
there
it is.
There we go.
Because that's your Steam name, too, right, Jason?
Yeah, Richard Nixon.
Okay. That's the only reason I knew who it was.
Why?
Okay, when you're playing Team Fortress 2 as a spy...
Never mind.
People get really pissed off when Richard Nixon decloaks and stabs them in the back.
Wow. That kind of reminds me, like, playing Halo way back in the day for the original Xbox. before they did all the crazy, you know, headshots and by, you know, whoever. It just used to be you were killed by and then whatever your name was.
Yeah.
So the character I always played as was a big bear. So every time I killed somebody, it's like, you just got shot by a big bear.
Nice.
Like, yes, you did. Yes, you do.
That's good.
Richard Nixon.
Yep. Richard Nixon.
Former president.
Yep. Current president.
Of the Jason Lamb fan club.
Yes.
But yeah, the whole Retroids thing, the only other thing I would like to say about that is it was announced at the Midwest Gaming Classic this past weekend. And if I had any hesitation about joining up with Retroids or being affiliated with them in some manner, it was eased by just how cool those guys were. I hope Hunter would agree with me, but getting to meet Trick Man Terry and talk to him and Joel, the podcast network manager who has a podcast of his own, A Band of Gamers. You can check out the other podcasts at Retroids, but yeah, they're just a cool group of guys. So happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. They're not the kind of really out there, you know, they're just normal people like we are. And we all just really like playing video games.
So. Yeah. So, and that actually answers our usual, what have you been playing lately question? Cause I think I played more video games that weekend than any other in my life.
Yeah. played quite a bit. Just quite a bit.
Sitting back with Hunter behind the table playing dozens of NES games and then walking around to play arcade games. Oh, retro gaming heaven right there for me.
I envy both of you.
Yeah, you could have came, Jason.
Sucker.
Where was it?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I've been quite the trip.
Well, you could have met up with me in Chicago. It's a little closer to you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or you could have met up with me in Cincinnati. I think that's even a little bit closer.
Yeah, it is. Hey, look at that.
Oh. I mean,
that's only a 7-hour and 3-minute drive.
That's the drive I had on the way home.
That's how nice. Yeah.
Thanks to a flat tire and the weather and highways not being plowed and had to keep it under 40 miles an hour from Chicago to Indianapolis. 7.5 hours.
I'm going to feel bad about that for the rest of my life.
You should, because the cause of the tire deflation is still a mystery.
Yep, yep. So. And the problem is Hunter now knows where I live.
Oh.
So if he wants to have retribution, it's hanging over my head every night, keeping one eye open.
I am going to package a lightsaber and send it to your doorstep.
All right. How about you, Jason?
That's right.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing Pac-Man.
Lame.
Like, which Pac-Man? HTML5 Pac-Man?
Google Pac-Man?
Google Pac-Man.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. That was the Google Doodle, right?
Yeah, the Google Doodle. I've been playing that. I'll be told.
Oh, gosh, man.
What?
It's need Pac-Man. Another homework assignment.
It's Pac-Man.
No.
I'm playing it right now.
It's not.
Jason. I'm literally playing it as we speak.
It's not Pac-Man.
It is.
You're literally playing it the same way we talk?
Yeah.
Literally.
Voice activated Pac-Man?
Literally.
I love that word.
As we speak. As we speak, so I play.
Get the cherry. Oh, you missed the cherry. Go back. Be the worst Pac-Man game ever. Voice activated Pac-Man.
Right. Down. Right. Down. Left.
Left.
Up. Right. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Someone should make that.
I did start playing Landstalker. For
Landstalker.
Landstalker.
The Genesis
is a Genesis game that was recommended to me. Well, I guess to all of us, but I think directly to me because he said, Hunter, here's a suggestion for you. On our last
podcast.
That
would be you. You are Hunter.
I am, whether you like it or not. And he had mentioned a bunch of other games, so I went to my local game shop and the Landstalker was the only one that was readily available, and Fat Nick. Okay, so Fat Nick suggested a bunch of games. One of the games he had mentioned was Landstalker. So I went to my local game shop, happened to find Space Harrier for the 32X for $5. Picked that up. Right next to it was Landstalker, complete in box. Picked that up. It's kind of like a, you know, it's what he says here. It's not a traditional RPG. It's not turn-based or anything like that, but it's more of an action adventure RPG kind of a game, like, you know, Legend of Zelda or anything like that. But
nice.
It's fun. It's a fun game. I'm starting to get into it. I've died quite a bit. There's only one safe spot. And the farther I go into the dungeon, I'll die. And then I get respawned in the local town. And I'm like, oh, I got to walk all the way back now.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever mentioned this, but I'm not very good at games.
Oh, right.
So I'm kind of used to this.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it now. By now.
Maybe you should pick a different hobby.
Yeah.
Like what? Inventor?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be fun.
You can invent things.
I could.
You go for it, Hunter. I support you.
I don't think it's a good idea. I'll think about it. Okay. I'll think about it.
Stick with games.
Yeah, yeah. I'll stick with something.
I picked up a mod. Does that count?
What's it a mod of?
It's Doom in Half-Life 2.
I saw that article. What happened? What did it? Who did what now?
Some guy basically took the source port of Doom.
Yeah, he does everything.
Do you know what Gary's mod is?
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna ask me that question?
Yeah, I am.
No, Jason, I don't know what Gary's mod is.
Okay. Gary's mod is essentially, it turns the Half-Life 2 engine into a sandbox. So you can basically place characters anywhere you want. You could build scenes. Think of it like a really extensive puppet show, but you can make things interactive.
Okay.
And you can design your own game within the source engine. So this guy's basically taken all the Doom weapons and enemies and ported them into essentially the Half-Life 2 world.
Why?
Because he could.
Oh, okay. It's one of those. I didn't know if he was trying to achieve something or...
No, he's just because he could.
Okay.
I will say, looking at the YouTube clip you had in the article, I don't know which is more absurd, watching the player fire BFG rounds into a Strider, watching him pull out the Half-Life weapons to shoot at the pixelated zombie grunts.
Well, see, I've never played Half-Life 2, so none of that makes any sense to me.
See, I have, so I guess I appreciated it from both levels.
There
we
go.
It was very funny. Yeah.
It just looks weird. Like, if it was me, why wouldn't you just upgrade the graphics so that they match, like the Doom graphics?
It's funnier this way.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's hilarious. I think it's just amusing to see it.
Yeah.
Such an obvious dichotomy between the two.
Have you guys played Mario Portal?
Yes.
See, now that is a sweet crossover. That makes sense. This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I'd rather just play Doom. See, even the doors are all messed up. Like, they go upwards. That's not how a door opens in Half-Life 2. I know that.
You're very funny, Hunter.
Man.
Defending the merits of one mod against another. This one makes sense.
Well, I mean, think about it. It doesn't... Well, okay, I take that back. It doesn't make sense, but... Why can't you do it the other way? That'd be... Let's do it the other way. Let's put Half-Life weapons in Doom.
Well, he did that too.
What? Oh, wow, he did. Yeah, okay, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah. There you go. That's what you were looking for, really.
Okay, yeah, I can get down with this. This is kind of neat. Oh, the Cockademons, that's awesome. Okay, I'm interested. Everything I said in the past 10 minutes, it's over, it's gone, it never existed.
It was nice to hear the entire evolution of your thought process there.
That's pretty neat. Okay. Damn it. So how do I do this? I need a copy of Half-Life 2?
You need a copy of Gary's mod.
How much is that?
Let me look it up. Got Steam open because I'm downloading the Doom mod.
He's running people over in his Doom buggy. That's funny.
Gary's mod is $2.49.
I don't have that kind of money.
I'm sorry. It's on sale now.
So what is it normally? $5?
$9.99.
Holy cow, that's cheap.
Wow.
I might actually pick that up.
Yeah, it's 75% off.
Oh, you can actually mix the two? Like mix the two? Like you can put Doom with the Half-Life 2 creatures together, not just one or the
other?
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, this is neat.
People have ported other characters in, so you can get, like, Elder Scrolls characters in there as well.
I never played Elder Scrolls.
What about dinosaurs? Can you get dinosaurs in there?
Probably.
Probably. So, okay, here's my question then, because now I'm intrigued. Should I play Half-Life 2 first before I do this?
It's a completely different experience. You should play Half-Life 2 just because it's Half-Life 2.
I don't know about that, but all right, I'll think about it.
Yeah. Half-Life 2 is $10.
Ugh.
I know. It's a
son of a
It's a bank breaker.
Is it a Twitch first person shooter, or could I use a controller and still play it?
Oh, it's got full controller support.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Well, so does Quake, and it doesn't work with Quake.
Yeah. No, you could use a controller.
Okay, it's not going to impede my playing ability.
No. It'll be fine.
We'll see. We'll see, Jason. All right.
Well, hey.
Cool.
Did you hear that, Hunter? I could have swore I heard a harmonica just there.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. It just passed.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I get this weird ringing in my ear.
Yeah, that's...
I have like a dinging almost in mine.
Now my eyes are bleeding.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
Awkward.
That's quite the dinging. It makes your eyes go bleeding. Well, before this turns into a really bad poetry jam, you guys want to handle a listener discussion email question?
No.
Yes.
And I vote yes, so democracy wins.
Damn it, democracy.
Everybody say aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Yay.
The ayes have it.
All right. Email goes like this. Hey, guys. First off, let me say that I am a big fan of the site and the podcast. I always listen to it on my way to work, and it makes the train ride a ton better. Now on to the question. What retro game that you hate that everyone else seems to love? Your pal, Eric. Twitter handle, Mordecai Sixer.
So it's not us Erics. This is a new Eric.
Yeah,
there's three Erics involved in this answer, though.
There are tons of Erics in the retro gaming world, I'm learning.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny because at the Midwest Gaming Classic, nobody wanted to refer to us by what I think our traditional handles are, which are Bailey and Hunter. It was always, well, we've got the Erics here. What do you think, Eric? Eric Bailey? And then Eric number two? I'm like...
Thanks for lumping us together, guys. We're individuals. We're real human beings. I'm just as much a person as he is. Come on.
That's right. I kind of want to let Jason go first on this one.
Right. Oh.
Because I know I've expressed
Mario.
I've expressed my love for a terrible game, as Bailey has as well. Or the other way around. Wait.
We've done both.
Okay. I don't think Jason's really...
Yes, he has.
Games I hate
No.
that everyone else seems to love. Yes, he has.
Yeah, I have. Like, I went on a Mega Man rant way earlier in the
Remember
podcast.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He thought Mega Man sucked and I about had a heart attack.
Huh.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Sorry about that.
Well, that was lame. All right, what do you got, Bailey?
I would start out by saying there are very few retro games I hate. I mean, it doesn't take much to amuse me. I'll play a crappy game and be like, oh, this is great. So, but you talk about games that people love and I really don't understand the appeal. That's kind of a scary question. I think the first one I'll say, and I hesitate to do it, but Paperboy? It's a classic game that I think is really kind of super lame. Just going to go ahead and throw that out there. Classic arcade game, ported to several systems.
I think that's kind of lame, too. I'm not a big Paperboy fan. All
right. I think Donkey Kong is overrated.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You. That's ridiculous.
I think it's the Donkey Kong games.
I think it's influential. I think it's, you know, it's a platformer. It's early history Mario. It's Nintendo. It's historical, but...
It's a fun game.
No.
No. And I don't mean to, you know, bust on arcade games. There's a lot of them I really like and enjoyed over the weekend, in fact, but Donkey Kong is not one of them.
It's weird.
Especially, like, it's always considered, like, one of those top five great arcade games. I'm just like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah. See, I wonder if it's something personal that had happened to you. Like, somebody stole your cartridge of Donkey Kong when you were a child. And you've hated it ever since. Like, you've completely sworn off Donkey Kong because of it.
No, but maybe some other games are that way. But how about you, Hunter?
Most of the games that everybody seems to love that I can't stand are more modern-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really fit here. Like the Metal Gear Solid games.
Whoa.
I hate.
That's all right. I could say that about Halo.
I don't like the... it's a completely... I don't want to get into that now. But anyway, Metal Gear Solid. I hate stealth games. Especially if they're stealth games where you have to be stealthy to win the game. Like, if some of the aspects of a game are stealthy, I'm okay with that because it only lasts, you know, however long. But if the entire game is about creeping around and air ducts and hiding under boxes and, like, I don't do it. This is more of a newer game, but God of War. God of War is just a mind-numbing button smasher. Like, there's no skill involved. It's the puzzles in the game are just atrocious. Like, it's just it's such a bad game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to you for dropping your balls on the table there.
Yeah. It's
quite the bold opinion.
It's only the one, but I'll drop it down.
There you go. Yeah. I find more, I hate a lot more modern games than I do old games. A lot of old games I just find, I don't necessarily hate them, I just find they're overrated. They're not bad necessarily, but...
I hear that. Like, I can think of some NES games that I play them, and I don't think they're nearly as good as a lot of people think.
Yeah, but they're not awful.
Sure.
But I can sure name a hell of a lot of modern games that are just people go crazy for, I think, are just heaps of crap.
Go ahead, name one. Throw one out there. Just one.
Halo. The whole Halo franchise.
The whole Halo franchise. Just
what
piece
a
of poop.
Base of, yeah, it's a just. It sucks. It's.
Huh. Alright.
It could be the PC gaming angle, because it basically feels as if. Okay, consoles have finally gotten a shooter. It's so great, but every time I play it, I'm like, man, this is something I played in 1996. I'm like Pentium 2.
Yeah, that's how I see the game too. Like, it was, Halo was like that one game that finally came out on the console that got a first person shooter controls right. You know, it's not as perfect as a PC because, you know, with PC and the mouse you have precision, but it felt right and it felt natural when you played it. And the multiplayer is fun. I mean, if you get enough people together and you can, you know, system link, you know, up to 8 people or something like that, like, that's fun to get that many people together.
Yeah.
But, like,
I've played too many fun 4-player games, a Halo 1, 2, and 3, to hate the franchise too much.
Yeah. But, I mean, the single player is awful. Like, especially Halo 1. Like, you replay multiple levels. Some of the enemies are really cheap. Like, the flood, like, it's, you never have enough ammo, and just the whole alien, like, picking up the alien guns, they're terrible. Nobody wants the alien guns, you know
never.
What I mean?
It's
no.
Never a good idea.
Never. It's a terrible idea, but the way that the ammo's set up with the human weapons, like, you run out of it so fast that you have to pick up these alien guns, and it's like, this game just got really bad.
I think I just hate it because it introduced regenerating health.
Oh,
yeah,
yep.
That's a
there
good
go.
Point.
Yeah,
it's like,
true.
Great, you suck, just hide behind something.
Well, no, regenerating health was in the second one. The first one, it was the shield. You still had picked up health packs in the first one.
Well, still.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is that if I want to play as some macho bro dude alone against the alien horde and blast them away with a variety of weapons, I'm going to grab Contra every time.
That's an excellent point. Contra is a lot more fun.
A lot more.
Yeah.
You guys want to flip the question?
What are some retro games we love that everybody else seems to hate?
Yeah. All right. Just real quick. Go just real
it.
Quick.
Sure. Go for it.
E.T.
Jaws. You love E.T.?
Yeah, I really do. I like E.T. a lot.
But, huh. Okay. That's quite a pick.
Yeah. Well, it gives a very good... It gives a big sense of isolation and feeling helpless and everybody's out to get you and... I like it.
You fall in
Wacky
the
wheels.
Yeah. Well.
Wow, there's a blast from the past.
Yeah. Who won that showdown?
Oh,
I hope I did.
No.
No, I probably did.
Somebody check.
All right. Was that episode like one?
Yeah,
two,
that was episode
three?
One. Yeah.
Really?
The first yeah, one? Yeah. It All was right, Wacky Wheels.
Is that how I entered this?
Yeah.
With Wacky Wheels.
It was Wacky Wheels.
Oh, God. Guess me around.
Master of the Sword or.
Yeah, episode one.
Oh, Mars. Yeah, that's yeah. right.
Yeah, Kirby's Adventure one.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
Kirby's,
what
Kirby's Adventure.
Oh, that was not very nice of me.
No, that was just evil.
Yeah, I killed you guys. Woo. Man. I guess that's why we're doing a theme tonight, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Shall we take a music break and get to it?
We should.
Let's get boogieing down.
Boogie down! And we're back. That was Monkey Man by Fatnik, bringing the electronic rock. And yes, that's Fatnik's second track on the One More Podcastle. So if you like a nerdcore or chiptune artist you've heard once, then you can always feature them again. So feel free to do that. Happy to feature some good quality music content here on the Podcastle. But now, you know what time it is. Time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those who don't know, this is a part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce it to our co-hosts, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote in a poll on the podcast page on the website at onemorecastle.com. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. And just so you know, 2 weeks ago, or two episodes ago, more properly, the winner was Jason with Blue Sweet. Thunder on the Action Max.
Wow. Won the Retro Showdown without a game.
Won the Retro Showdown with a VHS tape. Yeah. Narrowly yes. beat Beach Dog Surfer Dude. And my Purple Turtles did not fare so well. I'd rather not talk about them in their one vote. So
You only got one vote?
I got one vote.
Wow.
So, moving on to tonight, we have a theme. And that theme, just to remind you both, hopefully you both remembered, is Canada.
How could I forget?
You have to pick a game that somehow acknowledges the existence of Canada. It has to reference Canada, or at least a city or a province or some Canadian thing. Canada has to exist in the world of that retro game, all right? We clear on that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Jason, if you're ready with 1 minute on the clock, I'm ready to go.
All right. You may begin.
I reach back to my usual wheelhouse, the NES, but it is an arcade port. This one was ported in 1988. It's a classic Data East game, Rampage. In Rampage, you get to control either a giant ape like King Kong-ish or a giant lizard, kind of like Godzilla-ish, although her name is Lizzie. And essentially, you're destroying cities. And as you travel city by city, you may notice that you get to destroy some Canadian destinations, such as Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. It's a really fun game. I mean, it doesn't get better than smashing buildings and eating soldiers to regain health. But watch out for that tank. It packs a wallop. Rampage.
All right. Hunter, are you ready?
Yep.
You may begin.
All right, my pick for this week is a Super NES title called Saturday Night Slam Masters, released by Capcom in 1993. Slam Masters plays like a 2D fighter, but pit in a wrestling ring, where the player is after the CWA Crash Carnival belt. You have your choice of 10 different wrestlers, all with different move sets and finishers. Among the wrestlers is a special appearance from the former mayor of Metro City, Mr. Mike Macho Haggard, from the Final Fight series. There are two modes of gameplay, a one-on-one that pits you against the computer or a fellow player, or the Team Battle Royale, where you can play up to four players at once. It's Saturday Night Slam Masters.
All right. I guess I'll begin. The game I chose this week was MECC's sequel to the Oregon Trail, the Yukon Trail. Taking place during the Klondike Gold Rush of the late 19th century, players start out in Seattle, where they must partner up, secure travel, and purchase their needed provisions. They then make their way across the White Pass or Chilkoot Trail, eventually hiking into Yukon, Canada, meet up with famous Mountie Sam Steele, and eventually mine for gold, while avoiding such things as rocky rivers and snowy nights. That's the Yukon Trail, the official sequel to the Oregon Trail for the PC.
It's always great when you can use the phrase famous Mountie in a sentence.
That's right. Very nice. Wow.
Wow.
Didn't you already pick an Oregon Trail clone before?
No.
No, you have.
Are you thinking of Cross Country Canada?
Yes.
No, that was one where he delivered goods in a truck.
But it was still the Canadian school children version of Oregon Trail of our experience here in the States.
Well, this is the sequel to the Oregon Trail.
You mean cheap knockoff?
Sequel.
Cheap knockoff.
Sequel. It's from a long line of trail games, including the Amazon Trail and Africa Trail.
Also inferior.
There's an Africa Trail?
Yeah.
What?
Africa Trail.
Look, Oregon Trail is where it's at. There's no debate.
That's true. I mean, it's... Come on. Let's be realistic here.
And, you know, not to go back too far, but we were talking about overrated retro games. I'm going to go ahead and name an entire genre. I think wrestling games are far too beloved.
Well, this is a 2D fighter that takes place in a wrestling ring. So,
which is still a little too close to being a wrestling game for my comfort.
Well,
I think people just fall in love with wrestling a little too hard, a little too much, a little too eagerly. It's kind of weird to me. Whatever.
I don't know if it looks good, or I just think it looks good, because the video I'm watching is scored to Hammer to Fall by Queen, which makes it seem very epic.
That's, well, you know. sometimes, you know, just the music in the game, especially in a cartridge game, just doesn't have enough space for epic music such as Queen. So, it's understandable.
I'm listening to the real music. Very disappointing.
I was about to say, the real music is a lot worse.
It's all about size, man. Size of the cartridge. You only got so much memory.
Size matters.
All right, Jason, what was your game called? Something?
The Yukon Trail.
Oregon Trail 2. Okay.
Yeah, the
Oregon Trail 2.
Wow, it actually came up. Oh, Yukon spelled with a Y. What's that about?
That's the name of the province.
What? How did you think it was spelled, Hunter?
With a U.
There is a U in it. It's right after the Y.
I put U-K-O-N.
I put U-K-O-N, and it didn't come up. Didn't know there was a...
Ukon?
A silent Y.
Ukon Trail. Ukon Trail.
Yeah, it's...
Ukon.
It's a long U. It's a long...
So,
it's just Oregon Trail, man.
No, it's Ukon Trail. You can buy items and talk to people. There's NPCs.
Yeah.
Can you die from dysentery?
Yeah, you can, like, get frozen to death.
Yeah, it's Canada.
Oh,
it's Canada. Come on.
That's way more depressing and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, have you actually played this game? Because I'm going to ask you. Okay, I'm going to ask you.
It was amazing.
A very specific question.
Yeah.
Now, in Oregon Trail, at least one of the versions that had come out, if you die on the trail, you can write on the headstone, and then when somebody comes back in and replays the game, if they come across that headstone, it'll say, oh, there's a headstone here. Here's what it says. So-and-so died at this day. Does that happen in Yukon Trail?
No, you're pretty much hiking in the wilderness. I'm assuming bears would eat your corpse.
Okay, so this
it's
game
the traditional
is
Canadian burial.
It's it's inferior then. It's inferior.
No,
I got you.
Bears eat your corpse.
So the game starts in Seattle.
Yeah.
Why would you leave?
For the sweet Yukon gold.
But
it's the Yukon gold
but
rush.
It says that it's right before the actual gold rush, which means that there is the when somebody refers to the gold rush, it's the one that happens in California, not the Yukon.
No, the Klondike gold rush.
Is this sponsored by the Klondike bar?
Yeah, that's where Klondike bars were invented.
So this game has a sponsorship? So it's like Spot?
It's like what would you do for a Klondike bar? You would trek through the wilderness and
I would rather play Oregon Trail, is what I would do.
I'd rather play Saturday Night Slam Masters. So
correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
All right, fine.
No, go ahead.
The opening animation for Saturday Night Slam Masters focuses on a guy's crotch.
Well, he's ripping his shirt off. It's very Hulk Hogan-esque.
Yeah, but you don't even see his face. It's like, oh, don't worry about who's doing this. Just worry about his crotch.
No,
it's
his,
all about the body.
You see his face.
That's, yeah,
maybe
that's
you're just looking at his crotch, Bailey.
I can't help it.
His crotch
right
is
at it.
About half the screen.
Well, I mean, it's his chest. They want you to see him ripping the shirt off. He is ripped, my friend.
So what, they couldn't get the Hulk Hogan, you know, name, so they just ripped it off?
No, they didn't need the Hulk Hogan name. They got Mike Haggard from Final
Fight. Why would I play this over an actual wrestling game where I can play as, you know, The Undertaker or someone?
Or an actual fighting game where it's actually a fighting game.
Because this is 2-in-1. It's double dose.
This is where you're failing at your math. It's not 2-in-1. It's not a double dose. It's watered down. It's like a lesser version of either.
It's the decaf of fighting games.
it's not exactly the decaf fighting game.
No,
fighting game decaf. Mm,
no.
Yes, it is. It's not quite a wrestling game. It's not quite a fighting game. It's just some lesser. Ugh.
Well, I would rather play a game of two watered down genres, as you put it, than play the exact same game over and over again, level after level for 128 levels, which is Rampage.
Hey, if it's fun, I like to do it over and over again.
It's not, though. Like, it's fun for, like, the first couple of cities, and then after that, you're like, wow, I've got 126 cities to go, and it's the same after the other.
Which version of Rampage did you bring?
NES.
Jason disapproves.
Well, Hunter, I don't care. And Hunter... I'm sorry that you have such a short attention span. That's truly, truly lamentable.
I'm just looking for variation. I mean, there's 10 players that you can play as in my game. You can play up to 4 people at one time. There are 2 players in your game and up to 2 players at one time. And they didn't even get the best player, which is the Woof. Ralph. Is that what he was? Is it Ralph?
Yep.
Yeah,
you
Ralph.
You want variation? Yeah. My game has 128 different cities in it.
It's not cities. It's just buildings.
Well, it's like the skyline of the downtown area. Yes.
But
you're in the city when you're doing it. You're not like just in some existential space.
I don't know. I feel Rampage didn't really come to of age until Rampage World Tour for N64.
The arcade was pretty popular. That's back when like 3-player games ruled. Nobody thought about putting 4 together. It's always 3.
That's true. Yeah.
As like,
maybe I should have brought that one.
It was like Rampage and Final Fight and that Off-Road and there's another
one.
Yeah,
Ivan Stewart.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's like when 3-player games was where it was at.
But see, I think like even if you think the NES version is a lesser version, I think compared to other arcade ports, Rampage is not bad. The 8-bit version is very respectable.
I'd rather play the Master System version.
Well, you're a Sega fanboy, so whatever.
Well, you know, I just like versions of things, that's all. I don't settle. I don't settle. That's all. I'll remember that. Oh, you write it down.
I'm tucking that away in the memory box. I'm gonna bring that out.
Like the Yukon Trail. I'd rather play the better version.
Yeah. Oregon Trail, okay.
No, Yukon Trail.
Good sample.
You can take a boat.
You can turn your wagon into a boat in Oregon Trail.
You can take sled dogs.
I'll give your game this, man. The graphics look pretty nice.
Yeah, they are. For 1994, it's pretty impressive.
That's some high quality pixel art right there. Yeah. Like that's not too shabby.
A lot of snow.
Yeah, that's a lot of white on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love to visit Lake Bennett?
I've never been.
Ah,
so how would I know?
Game.
But I've heard terrible things. Terrible things. My game is the only game where Canada represents the enemy, the antagonist. Because the final boss that you play in Slam Masters is from Calgary. He's named the Scorpion.
I don't know. In my game, when the Canadian military comes out, you can eat him.
In my game, Canada literally kills you.
Death by Canada.
Death by Canada. Oh, episode title.
Here lies Jason Lamb, dead by Canada.
What did he write on his tombstone? I'd rather play a mod.
Oh.
Do you actually ever get any gold in Yukon Trail?
Yeah. You eventually make it way up north. Now, there's a bunch of different areas you can go to pan for gold or mine. Mm-hmm. You collect gold dust from like panning and stuff. You bring that back into town, they weigh it, they give you cash, and depending how much you mine, it affects your score at the end, including the choices you made overall.
Okay, but why do you stop in the Yukon, like just short of Alaska?
Because the Yukon was where the gold rush was.
Well, okay.
That was the Klondike gold rush.
Like you're going, I hear Hunter though, like when he said, why are you leaving Seattle for the frozen wasteland of the Yukon? It's a valid question, even if there's gold there.
Sweet gold.
Because there's gold in California. It's just right below you if you're in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, not, you know, there's going to be less people riding up to the Yukon to get for mining gold than there was in San Francisco. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, well, see,
I don't even have to look up the history on that one. I can just tell you.
The California gold rush was 1848 to 1855. The Klondike gold rush was 1896 to 1899. It's post-California gold rush.
So it's kind of like the California gold rush's little brother.
No, it's more like his big brother.
No. It's much younger.
It is. It's younger and sexier.
That's weird.
The sexier gold rush.
Yes.
You're strange.
The sexier Canadian gold rush.
Oh. And I I guess Hunter is influencing my mind here, because whenever you say Gold Dust, I can't help but think of the wrestler.
I know. Which yeah. would have been better to play as if this was an actual wrestling game.
Yeah, there's not even any real wrestlers. It's just...
Yeah, this with Mike Haggard, yeah. man. Oh, come on, the Scorpion. Haggard. He's from Calgary. He wears like a mask yeah. and everything. Knows jiu-jitsu.
The long-haired guy who bites people in the face. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's from the Amazon.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, that's yeah. that's disturbing. I don't want to have my face bitten off, thank you very much.
Well, then I would not recommend walking into the ring with him, then. Well,
then I won't. I'm going to avoid the game altogether.
Well, then you'll be missing out on something wonderful.
Now, which version did you bring, Hunter?
The Super NES.
Mm-hmm. All right. But
yeah, yeah, you know.
It's kind of interesting. What's it matter?
Well, it's just funny because, I mean, you're clearly going against your Sega allegiance, but you're doing it intelligently because had you said the Genesis version, I would have pointed out your hypocrisy in picking the worst version. So at least you picked the best one.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not the it's the Mega Drive. I don't think it was actually released on the Genesis.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Unless if my sure? information is wrong. Let's check the Book of Knowledge.
Book of Knowledge!
Saturday Night Slam Masters. Actually, let's just do this. Let's do the old Genesis list. I'm on this thing all the time.
So, Jason.
What? Yeah?
Is the Yukon Trail, like, fun?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's great fun.
Why should I trust your recommendation?
Because I played it like crazy as a kid.
Well, maybe you were a stupid kid.
There's a possibility.
Anything's possible.
You've brought some pretty crappy games to the showdown before. That's all I'm saying. That's really all I'm saying.
At least they're not average.
God, what is that? Good jeez. Why?
I have to ask you something. I think Hunter's lying. Funny. Hunter's lying. About the Scorpion, you said. The game's final boss.
Yeah, the Scorpion.
Yeah, the Scorpion.
It's from Calgary.
Whose appearance was inspired by the legendary luchador Tiny Blas, one of the first Mexican wrestlers to tour Japan.
Okay.
It doesn't say anywhere he's from Calgary.
You gotta play the game, Jason.
Yeah, Jason, he's from Calgary. It's just inspired by the look of a Mexican wrestler. That's kind of like Canadian light.
I call it shenanigans.
Like North American genericism at work.
All right, hold on.
What are we waiting for? What are you doing?
Just wait.
Hunter?
Just wait.
Yeah, what are you doing?
God. Just wait a second. Just.
I do love, though, how half the characters in Hunter's game are racial stereotypes.
Wow. Yeah. What?
Well, they are. You do fight him in Calgary.
Thank you.
Ah, damn.
Jumbo Flapjack? Really?
Yeah.
King Rastamon?
A wild jungle-like man who acts like a beast in combat.
That's not racist.
That's not racist. Accompanied freak. By his pet monkey.
Yeah, Freak is Rasta's monkey companion.
And he's his
wow.
manager. Oh, man.
Oh, that's just...
Terrible, Hunter. How dare
it's a
you?
Fun game. It's an excellent game.
Some people find mass murder fun. It doesn't make it good.
Hey, you didn't mention Chun-Li makes a cameo.
Chun-Li makes a cameo?
I don't even know your game.
I don't remember her being here.
Clearly you weren't very good at the game.
No, I'm terrible at it. I used to have it like back when I was a kid, but yeah, I was awful at it. And I never had the what was it called? Four-way power player score?
The
multi-tap.
Yeah. For the Super Nintendo. Yeah,
I never had the multi-tap to play with four people, so. I have it now, but I don't have the game now.
Well, shucks.
Well, there's also a reference to Zangief from Street Fighter 2 in it as well. Oh. It's referred to as Commander Zangief.
Commander Zangief.
Yes.
It's not hard.
No, listen. In Hunter's game, you can punch a person. In my game, you can punch entire buildings.
Over
clearly
and
cooler.
Over and over again.
Ah, yes.
There's no diversity. There's no challenge. You have unlimited continues.
No. There is a challenge. Eventually, you can't continue forever.
Sure you can.
And what if you want to play through without using any continues? That's what I used to do. See how far I can get.
Well, that's silly.
And every city is designed differently. The skylines can be a lot different. Sometimes you've got to contend with, like, water. Some towns have a military with tanks and some don't. Sometimes there's, like, a subway train you got to deal with.
See, to me, Rampage is one of those games that got ported from the arcade. And then when they were porting it, they couldn't figure out a way how to make it an actual console game. It just plays like an arcade game. Poorly. Yeah. Plays now, it poorly like an arcade game.
It's not poor, though. Like, sometimes I hate that, but in Rampage, it's just fun. You're a giant monster. You're eating the military and punching buildings until they fall over.
As that a knockoff of King Kong and a knockoff of Godzilla. Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you are.
Sounds... Huh. Yeah, why couldn't they just make actual original monsters?
Yeah.
They did. George and Lizzie.
King Kong and Godzilla.
And they left out the one original monster, which was Ralph. It doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. If you're aiming for a commercial appeal, you got to pick the two that resemble the ones that people are already going to know, right?
Because they already, come on, guys. Already got in trouble once.
Basic marketing.
Donkey Kong.
No one likes King Kong.
What?
No one likes King Kong.
What?
No one likes King Kong.
Wait.
What?
Yeah, I guess give again.
No one likes King Kong.
What?
No one.
Oh, okay, it's King over. Kong. It's over. Stop the loop. Stop the loop.
What?
Oh, God.
No one likes King Kong.
What?
Oh, that hurt.
What the hell was
but
that?
No, it's, I don't know. It's murder.
I don't know. Murder. Yeah. It's always a good option. Murder.
Murder.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It's,
so,
King Kong sucks.
We have a game that's not quite Oregon Trail. And then we have a game that's not quite a wrestling game or a fighting game. Well, way to go, gentlemen. We could have done Canada Proud, but I guess not tonight.
Hey, Yukon Trail. I've got legendary Mounties in mind. I couldn't say that.
You couldn't even say it yourself with a straight face.
Legendary Mounties.
Legendary Mounties. There's your episode title.
Okay, final arguments. Hunter, why should anyone vote for Saturday Night Slam Masters?
You should vote for Saturday Night Slam Masters because it is a fun wrestling / 2D fighter.
Interesting.
That, whoa, so Jason, whoa. Fine.
All right, no, that's kind of mean. Go ahead. I don't want you
no,
complaining
I'm done.
About this again.
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Jason, final
yeah.
arguments.
Why legendary should... Mounties.
All right.
His name is Sam Steele.
Good for Steele. Good for him. You should vote for Rampage because it is super fun. Is it repetitive? Yes, but so are some of the best beat-em-ups and other genre games of all time. So, Rampage. Classic. Fun. Good.
So good.
So good. I want to give a quick shout-out to Ben Landis. Thanks for the intro and outro tracks we use every week. Thanks to the interlude artist, Fat Nick, 2-time appearance. Way to go. Love your stuff. And my Twitter shout-out this episode is going to go to Trickman. Some of you may remember Trickman Terry from the old Electronic Gaming Monthly magazines. And I got to meet him in real life, and he's also the founder of Retroids.com podcast network. So, once again, check out Retroids.com. Sign up there. Participate there. There's my shout-out. Hunter?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My website is ericmhunter.net. And my Twitter shout-out goes to Joel and a band of gamers for allowing us to hop in on his podcast. He's also in charge of the podcast network part, right?
Yeah, he's the network okay. manager. Absolutely.
Network manager. I knew he had a title. Titles are confusing.
He's got some smooth pipes, let me tell you.
Yeah, he does. He's a smooth talker, that's for sure. And he looks oddly familiar. Like my wife said the same thing. They're like, doesn't he look like somebody we know? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. So he's got a twin running around. So.
No.
Yeah. Or maybe a clone.
Knowing you.
Probably a clone. A twin.
Yeah. Jason?
You can find me on Twitter at Jason Lamb, and I'll give a shout out to Sam Steele.
Oh.
Sorry, Sir Samuel Benfield Steele.
Excellent. Well, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Nintendo _ legend. Not like literally _ like UNDER, but there's an _ symbol between the words Nintendo and legend. I know it's kind of annoying. And you can always follow One More Castle at the number one More Castle. Check us out, onemorecastle.com. So please send us emails at podcast@onemorecastle.com. Leave comments on the podcast page. Vote in the Retro Showdown poll, even if you're listening via iTunes. Go to the website. Vote. But remember, ultimately, listeners, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.